Drop the subject on the new channel Q. Dr. James, Allie Johnson, at DTS Show on the social medias. Of course, we are a podcast. Go to radio.com. Sorry, go to We Are Channel Q. Either place.
Download you can go to radio.com. Sure.
You can go to
radio.com. People love plugging that. Yeah. Give them some love.
We'll just get all the plugs in, as many plugs in here as we can. We hit unfortunate milestone over the weekend in terms of COVID cases. Also, some interesting new developments in terms of blood typing and COVID. We haven't done a COVID update in a little while, so we definitely want to keep you on top of what's going on. Obviously, this is impacting pretty much everyone's life. And something that you learn when you're younger, that at least maybe I found terribly fascinating and others have as well, is that we all have different blood types. And a certain percentage of people are A, and some are B, and some are AB, and some are O, and there's positive and negatives with all of that. It generally
I'm
does
O-neg.
Not
I'm O-neg. I'm a blood hero.
It's a blood. Yeah. O negatives are blood hero, by the way, which I happen to be.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I thought I was so special. And you're like, I am, too. I was like, damn it.
You're like, damn it.
That was the one thing I had.
Right. And it's what that means is that we can be the universal donor. So anyone can take O negative blood. So whenever folks need blood, all the O negs out there, please go donate as much as you can. There's been talk about blood type research for a really long time when it comes to metabolism, when it comes to weight loss, when it comes to lots of different things. Well, what researchers are also finding now in terms of COVID is that individuals with blood type O, so O positive or negative, doesn't matter, may be less vulnerable to COVID-19. This is now the third study that has come out about this, demonstrating that the number of individuals testing positive for COVID-19 who have O type blood is lower as a percentage than other people who have A, B, or AB. And so what we don't know, long story short, is does this mean that people with type O are protected against COVID, or are people who do not have type O more vulnerable to COVID? We obviously need lots more research about this, but it is kind of interesting.
Yeah, but what? Why would that be? And I know you might not know the answer offhand, but does my blood, because we have O blood, does it work differently in fighting off viruses like this?
So there, in terms of fighting off the virus, we don't really know a lot yet. In terms of how sick people get, because an extension of this research, we're finding that people with type O often tend to get less sick than people with the other blood types. And one of those reasons is, like, for instance, your type does make something of a difference. So, like, people with blood type O have a little bit less of a clotting factor that make type O's less prone to coagulation issues, to, like, clotting issues. And what we know is that when some people get sick with COVID, it's they get lots of little clots everywhere, and they get clots in their lungs and clots in their legs and whatever.
Uh-huh.
They get mini strokes. That can cause lots of issues. So people with O are less likely to clot sort of in general. So maybe that's part of the reason that's protective, but all this is super, super early. None of it is absolutely conclusive at this time.
Interesting. Well, yes. I mean, you look at some of the cases and it's not really slowing down the way it should. We've hit 8 million cases in the U.S. And, you know, Dr. Fauci did say recently, he kind of is trying to cancel Thanksgiving. So if you hate your family, it's kind of a good thing, I guess. If you love your family, it's not good news. But he was saying that, you know, these small gatherings are kind of becoming little mini super spreaders, because we think, oh, if we've got 4 or 5 people together, we're fine. You know, I know this person, or this is a family member, and you kind of let your guard down a little bit. And now they're just baby super spreader events. And so he's just making sure that people know, unless you're entirely or almost entirely sure that the people that you are hanging out with are negative and are healthy, then you probably want to forego seeing family and close friends this Thanksgiving. And he even said that I think he has three kids that he's not even going to see over Thanksgiving because he's technically high risk.
Yeah. Well, and he's also Anthony Fauci. I do want to sort of clarify this, because this made a lot of headlines last week as well. Small events. Here's what people are doing. I'm getting together with my neighbors in a small group, 5 to 6 people. And then I'm getting together with my coworkers, a small group, 5 to 6 people. And then I'm getting together with people from church, 4 to 5 people. And then I'm getting together with my old basketball team, because we haven't been able to play all year. So now all of a sudden you've exposed, yes, it's a small group, but you've been around 35 people. not knowing how everyone is doing, right? When we say small groups, we mean the small groups. Anthony Fauci actually called it dating. You need to be dating these people. Like you're dating your neighbors, meaning you're almost exclusive to just your neighbors, right? So that's what we mean by small groups. Either way, whatever you do, stay 6 feet away and wear a mask. No more than 2 minutes of commercials. Haha. We'll be right back.